KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies in Atlantic at 7:07, 13 degrees, and we look for scattered flurries possible this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy, a high of 26. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak reported a traffic stop early this morning at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. Resulted in the driver of a vehicle being arrested on drug charges. 30-year-old David Ray Sturgis of Red Oak was taken into custody shortly after midnight. Sturgis faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, a felony possession of contraband charge, and driving while suspended. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Western Iowa say an elementary school student traded a bullet for Pokemon cards with another student on a school bus. Titan Hill Intermediate School Principal Kent Stopek told the Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil that officials are deciding whether the second grade student will be disciplined. He said the children made the trade last Friday. The parent of the child that received the .22 caliber bullet called the school on Monday. Stopek says the Lewis Central Community School District considers age and intent when determining disciplinary action. He says he believes the child made an innocent mistake and that no student was threatened or harmed. Council Bluffs police say the law doesn't require parents to keep children away from ammunition. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Monday night approved an early retirement package similar to that which was offered last year at the same time. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein says the incentive allows the district to pay a third-party vendor for insurance for all the retirees over a three-year period.
Last year, we offered an early retirement package for our certified folks, and we had about 11 or 12 people that participated in that. It saved, based on payroll, it saved the district about $500,000. We're taking a look at offering an additional one this year and taking a look to reduce the budget for next year.
The Atlantic School Board also discussed their fiscal year 2015 budget priorities.
At the work session late last month, the board put together a list of objectives and weighted those objectives based on priority as far as for administrators when we start taking a look at cost reductions for the upcoming budget. They pretty much hammered it out last month, so basically this was just their formal approval of the objectives.
The nine objectives they chose last month include complying with state and federal mandates, minimizing the impact on instructional programs, minimizing impact on safety, minimizing impact on student learning and achievement, also minimizing impact on district reputation, minimizing impact on the upkeep of current facilities, minimizing impact on instructional tech support, minimizing impact on the fewest number of students, and minimizing impact on ability to effectively manage district programs. Well, the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors say two county roads near Oakland are in such bad shape, they agreed on Monday that repairs on County Roads G42 and M16 should be moved up by 3 years. The Omaha World Herald reports the request came from County Engineer John Rasmussen, who wants the 8.5-mile project done next year. Rasmussen said the two stretches of road can't wait 4 more years for repairs to begin. One of the roads was used by heavy trucks during the construction of the Menards Distribution Center in Shelby, according to Rasmussen, who said that also the current asphalt surface is breaking up. In the funeral announcements, Gerald Hackmeister, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gerald Hackmeister will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Edwin Fender, age 87, of Council Bluffs, died Monday. Funeral services for Edwin Fender will be today at 11 o'clock at the Macedonia United Methodist Church. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Paul Steen, age 61, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday in Omaha. A memorial visitation for Paul Steen will be held today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Lois Anderson, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Lois Anderson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Otto Anderson, age 87, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Otto Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Richard Meyer, age 85, of Linden, died Saturday. Funeral services for Richard Meyer will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Esther Lemke, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Carson, died Saturday. Funeral services for Esther Lemke will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores Jacobson, age 75, of Menlo, died Monday. Funeral services for Dolores Jacobson will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow at the Menlo Community Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Weitzke, age 76, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral and Masonic services for John Weitzke will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Beverly Harmon, age 78, of Earlham, died Monday. A memorial gathering for Beverly Harmon will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Ernest Peterson, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Monday. Services for Ernest Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Bethany Lutheran Church near Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Dennis Butler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dennis Butler will be Friday at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. John Mike Donahue Sr., age 78, of Des Moines, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mike Donahue Sr. will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Cecilia's Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Dean Dreyer, age 79, of Fremont, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died November the 11th in Omaha. Funeral services for Donald Dreyer will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Berthy Bigelow, age 92, of rural Fontenelle, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Berthy Bigelow will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Dustin Dusty Wyrick, age 28, of Omaha and formerly of Gretna, Nebraska, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dusty Wyrick will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Vernie Wetzel, age 93, who's formerly of Manning, died Tuesday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Vernie Wetzel will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Evelyn Embry, age 95, of Panora, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Evelyn Embry will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And our news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.